Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Orla, thank you very much for that. Now to health insurance, and the regulator of the sector is calling on providers to reduce the number of plans in the Irish market. At the moment, there are nearly 350 schemes or plans on offer, and still more are set to come to the market as a new insurer sets up here this year. The Health Insurance Authority says 71% of those with health cover have never switched, and the average length of time people have a policy is 20 years. We're joined now by Brian Lee, who's the Chief Executive of the Health Insurance Authority. And Brian, you're welcome. We might start with it with this idea of reducing the number of plans. How much would you like to see the number of plans reduced by, and why? Why do you think that would help?
Well, yes, we have 348 plans on the market at the moment, and that's expected to increase with the new provider coming to the market in the next couple of weeks. Like, our research tells us that consumers are confused and they find it difficult to make decisions regarding changing a plan or picking the best cover for themselves. And one of our big main aims is to help consumers make decisions to select the best plan for them. Also, the confusion in the market is potentially leading to those low levels of switching that you mentioned there.
Okay, so compared to other insurance sectors and this idea that 71% of people have never switched, is that a big number?
It is relative to other insurance sectors such as car insurance and home insurance. They have higher levels of switching, but the research shows, and even just intuitively, people are much more risk averse regarding changing health insurance because it is a health product and people do value it, and they would be risk averse in terms of maybe loss of any benefits or whatever else comes with their plan. And therefore, that does lead to a lower level of switching. So it really is incumbent upon us as the HIA to improve the information that we provide. So we provide a comparison tool, and we're looking to, well, we are redeveloping that comparison tool with a plan to relaunch that in early 2025 to help consumers. But also, we're calling on the sector to reduce the number of plans. And from the conference we had today, we explored a number of different options from various different jurisdictions. And like in Australia, they have a system where they group products according to gold, silver, bronze, and basic. And there's various other options that are put on the table to potentially reduce the number of plans, but also just make it easier for people to understand what cover is within their plans to help them make decisions regarding switching or staying with their product.
Yeah, because I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I mentioned that we'd be speaking to you. We got lots of texts into 51551, and there was a theme in some of the texts, at least. I'll give you two of them now. One person says, it's just too difficult to decipher all the different plans available. I'm with VHI 30 plus years, says that person. Another person says, I've had the same health insurance provider for 40 years. Every time I tried to switch, I was scared or bamboozled into keeping the policy I had. It's very difficult. Now at the age of 70, I don't know if I can make the effort it requires, even though I'd really like to. Help, says that person. And I know you say, Brian, you have this the website up to help you compare plans, but obviously it's not helpful enough.
Well, our research concurs with many of those views that your listeners have put across. And as the new chief executive of the Health Insurance Authority, it's one of my main aims to improve the information that we provide so that people can come to us on our website, our comparison tool. We also have a phone line, and people can email us at info@hia.ie. We are there to help, but I really have a strong objective that I do want to improve that over the coming months so that people do find it easier to make those decisions. But also, as there is a challenge to the market in terms of reducing the number of plans and maybe how we structure the market, perhaps new legislation is needed to help structure the market so people find it easier to make decisions regarding their plans.
So you're saying you'll propose legislation to the Department of Health if the providers don't voluntarily cut the number of plans that they offer?
Well, like, one of the conclusions from the conference today was that I'm going to go out and meet the providers, speak to the Department of Health, looking at a plan in terms of how we can improve it. So we will put together a policy position paper in terms of any potential legislative changes are needed to do that. But we'll also work in collaboration with the insurers to see what we can do now on a voluntary basis to make things easier. And I, like, the new comparison tool that we're developing is based on considerable research conducted by the ESRI regarding how it would actually make it easier for consumers to make decisions.
And what does that involve then? Because, I mean, I would imagine if you could go to a website where you could say what it is that you want, what it is that you need in an insurance plan, and what it is that you would want, and then see what plans will offer you that. I think that would be helpful for people.
That's exactly what the new plan with the new comparison tool is going to be. It's going to be based on a number of choice criteria and preferences that have been determined by research, and it should make it much easier for people to see what the best plan for their health needs are.
Okay, and when will that be available?
Well, I'm hoping for early 2025, March, April, is what I'm aiming for. I just see it as an absolute priority for me as the new chief executive.
Okay. And if people then are able to use that tool and they say, I want a private bed, access to a private bed, and I want maternity benefit, and I want whatever the different choices are that they absolutely need as priorities, will there be a way of finding out if they'll lose benefits? To go back to that point from one of our listeners from earlier, that they're afraid that they'll lose benefits. Will the tool help you see that, what you might lose if you switch?
Yeah, well, you could be coming into the tool as in two different ways. You could be someone who's never had health insurance and just picking a plan, or you could be coming and comparing an existing plan. And that comparison would be, you want to retain the benefits that you have at the moment, but then it's looking at the options. You might want to drop, like, in terms of saving money, you might want to change the excess on your plan. You might want to look at the day-to-day benefits. Some people who have GP cards or medical cards may not need to have some of the day-to-day benefits. People could make decisions regarding the level of private and public okay. room access or private hospital access and so on. So there's loads of different options that will be there to help people look at how they could potentially save money, but also compare that they have the same level of cover compared to their existing plan.
Well, I'm sure people will look forward to that with interest. And thank you very much for joining us. That is Brian. Thank you very much, Brian Lee, CEO of the Health Insurance Authority.